Hello everybody, I'm George Mullen. Well, welcome back to my channel. And this is about the dismissal of His Noble Lordship, Peter Mandelson. So Lord Mandelson was the United Kingdom's ambassador to the United States for not very long, only since December last year. Methinks he's the shortest serving ever. So en poste for only 9 months, because the Labour government was ushered into office in July last year, took him a few months to appoint Peter Mandelson. Peter Mandelson was a Labour politician. But yeah, cut to the chase, why was he sacked? Because it came to light that he had been close friends of Jeffrey Epstein. And I'll write some of this before anybody had an inkling that Jeffrey Epstein was up to no good. But then Jeffrey Epstein, even after he was convicted of a sex crime against a 15-year-old, I think that was in 2009, Mandelson stayed a friend of his, and then the correspondence came out. He was encouraging him, no, fight on, you'll win an appeal. I take your side against the victims. That's not a direct quotation, and so on. So anyway, he was a lamentable choice for this post. Mandelson has always been a slime ball, and I wouldn't say that about every Labour politician, much though I abominate the Labour Party. He's weaselly, he's oligenous. He's loathsome. He was detested within much of the Labour Party. And I can't remember the National Executive Committee. He tried to get voted onto the NEC of Labour, wasn't it? Yeah. He was beaten by Ken Livingstone, the most extreme left winger in the party, and so on. So Mandelson, he's also a brown noser. He's avaricious, you know, always sucking up to the super rich. He's just despicable. So Mandelson, he comes from an upper middle class family. His dad was a stockbroker, and Herbert Morrison, it was his grandfather, his maternal grandfather. Herbert Morrison came from a poor family in which area of London was it? So it was like Brixton. And after the Second World War, was effectively deputy prime minister, even though they didn't give that office, was the one who was running London County Council in the 1930s. So he's sort of Labour aristocracy, as it were. Mandelson went to a state school in London. He was a member of the Young Communist League. So you wouldn't have someone who'd been a Nazi in the cabinet, would you? So why have someone who's been a communist, another racist, genocidal, totalitarian ideology? Anyway, so Mandelson, he was at St. Catherine's College, Oxford. I can't remember what he did after that when he graduated in the 70s. Did he do national service overseas in Tanzania over feeling? He got into media as part of some sort of national young people's organization, which capacity met Edward Heath. He went to represent the United Kingdom at some conference in Cuba. And then he came back, was a television producer. Then in the mid-80s was Labour's director of communications when Neil Kinnock was the leader of the Labour Party. 1992, elected MP for Hartlepool. That's in northeast England. And then the Blair's government, he was made minister for that portfolio. People said that Mandelson was the real deputy prime minister and so on. He's all about media manipulation. But as he said, oh, I get such a bad press. And he said there's a press dinner there. I said, oh, poor Mandelson. Yeah, so that's him. And had to resign in disgrace when he was then, what was it, Secretary of State for Trade and Industry. And I had the misfortune to meet him when I was 19, because he'd accepted this some soft loan of £373,000 from Geoffrey Robinson, who was, I think, Paymaster General. And £373,000, 1998, that's a lot of money. That's like over 700,000 quid today. And I think it was like an interest-free loan. So he always had very expensive houses. And he got that. And his department was investigating Robinson. And it came out that there was this blatant conflict of interest, this shocking breach of the ministerial code. So he was sacked. And he said he didn't select himself for the inquiry. Don't be so ridiculous. And he was put back into the cabinet only a year later as Secretary of State for Northern Ireland. So it would really suit a liar like him, as he was trying to betray the unionist majority. And then it came to light that he had tried to get some sort of visa for the Hinduja brothers' nanny, basically political interference to hurry things along on behalf of these Indian billionaires. I think they became British citizens. So he resigned in disgrace again, was stood in his own seat of Hartlepool in 2001 and was re-elected. But then gave this very sickeningly self-laudatory speech. I am a fighter and not a quitter. He was still a Labour MP. I don't recall when he stood down from the House of Commons, but he was later ennobled. There's no more ignoble person than him. He should have been jailed in the United States. Sure, thing is, he's got diplomatic immunity. Now, he was a mate of Epstein, partly because he loved sucking up to the super wealthy and things like that. And that said that they were best mates and blah blah blah. But he went to the house, but no, he didn't see a surprisingly high number of teenage girls. I remember Prince Andrew's defense about this. I may have assumed them to be staff, and all right, that is true because. Is someone 15 or 18? You can't tell by looking at her. Even if she is 15, a lot of American teenagers have part-time jobs as cleaners and things like that. He's a gay man, yes. And he was outed in 1998 by Matthew Paris, the journalist, former Tory MP. And because Peter Mandelson didn't declare that. Got to remember, when Mandelson tried to be elected first in for Hartlepool, was succeeded, homosexuality was far less widely accepted than it is today, particularly in Northeast England. I mean, I got so had a friend from that neck of the woods, County Durham, recalled going to Newcastle one evening in the late 90s with her gay friend, and who was blatantly gay, and being verbally abused, people being really outrageously offensive to him. Goodness. So that's why Mandelson preferred to keep his sexual orientation quiet. But he has a Brazilian long-term boyfriend. I don't know if they're married now or what. So that is a Peter Mandelson. Mandelson said, well, obviously, what's his face? Jeffrey Epstein never tried to get me to do one of these young women, girls, because he's gay. So there we go. So Mandelson resigned in disgrace, coming back. So how about due diligence? And did he actually do his due diligence? I don't think so, Sir Keir Starmer. Presumably he was informed about all this, that Mandelson had a good friendship with him. Now Mandelson, evil, but a danger to children, not sexually, just does what he can to aver that mass murder is permissible. But he's adept at buttering people up. And he'll say the right thing to Trump, which is why he's got a good rapport with him. So he's effectual, the sort of evil genius, the necromancer of the media. And that's why Labour was doing so well in the late 90s when he was at the height of his powers. So who else is going to be sacked from the Starmer cabinet? As I'd like to ask, can the Prime Minister guarantee that he's done due diligence on everybody he's ever appointed? An okay man is not a cabinet minister right now. How many more cabinet ministers are going to resign in disgrace? So as a political appointee, because people join the Foreign Office as a career, civil servants, they're diplomats, they serve abroad, some of them serve in London for a few years or whatever, and they can be promoted ambassador to here, ambassador there, or whatever. But there are political appointees who carries the embassy of the prime minister, as it were, to whichever other country, and that's permissible. Now, they've done that to Washington, D.C. on a number of occasions. Peter Jay was James Callaghan's son-in-law. But no, this is not happening. I mean, Churchill offered Lord Halifax to be ambassador of the United States. He declined. And was it Maggie Thatcher offered Ted Heath to be ambassador of the United States? And he said no. Anyway, all right. Senior civil servants are the problem here. Well, yeah. What else about Mandelson? He's bad news, really. So I think there are going to be no more appointments after this. To have resigned thrice in shameful circumstances is surely unique, but it reflects great discredit how injudicious it was on the part of Sir Keir Starmer. And as a former director of the Crown Prosecution Service, I would have thought he had some judgment. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, George Callan 7 on gmail.com. Goodbye.